Welcome back, everyone. Today we are with Alex Dudgeon, a good friend of mine, lives pretty locally. Al, thanks for coming on, mate. Appreciate you've got quite a lot on and you're a busy guy. We're all in lockdown, so we can create a plan moving forward. And I know that you're doing the same thing at the moment. We jumped on a Zoom call a few days ago and I thought, what a good time to get you onto the podcast. So give us a bit of information about yourself, mate, and your history, what you're doing, what you're doing moving forward.
Yeah, nice one. Thanks for having me, Al. My name is Alex as well. Been meditation teaching. Also host Buddha Bros Festival, which is basically a vegan festival, but entails yoga, meditation, got like a therapies room, all that kind of stuff. Basically trying to progress consciousness through an event. I also work in marketing. That's my day job. Currently work for a company, but I'm hoping to do freelance in the future. And pleased to be here. We always have great chats.
So you do Buddha Bros at the moment. What is that?
What is Buddha Bros?
Yeah.
So Buddha Bros, basically me and my friend Cameron, we're both vegans, quite passionate about it. So we wanted to put on an event that would help get the word out there locally, because we didn't think there was much information. This was a good year ago. And we're looking for venues to put a little fair on, found a place, and then we got a brand together, logo, everything. And it's kind of grew and grew. Next thing you know, our events page on Facebook had like 1,600 people interested or going. So, right, we need a bigger venue. Got a slightly bigger venue. And surprisingly, we had 850 people turn up. Some people were telling us we'd get 100, 200, and that you wouldn't get a vegan festival going locally. So, we're pleasantly surprised. And we've kind of just been growing it from there. We did a Christmas event, which didn't go quite as well. Picked a bad time. It was a freezing cold day and very close to Christmas. And then we're doing a big event this year. We've had to postpone it, reschedule it, move it forward to August because of coronavirus. Mm. But this will be taking it up quite a few levels. And next year they've said we can do a weekend-long camping event at Himley Hall.
Oh, cool.
So... cool. Could start to get really big.
So that's a vegan festival, yeah?
It is. We actually took vegan out of the name. It's just called Buddha Bros Festival now. Because everything there is vegan. But we don't want that just to be the whole thing. We want it to be like a range of things. Mm. Like I say, the kind of slogan we got is being at peace with yourself, others, animals and the planet. That's what we're kind of... aiming to achieve with it.
Mm. Mm. Okay. So you're a vegan. What led you into that path? Because I've been down there and I've had to come out the other end now for health reasons and whatever. Yeah. What made you go down that path?
There's loads of little things. Like my sister's been vegetarian since she was about 5, 6. So that's always been there. My dad was a pescatarian. But I love meat. I love meat. I love dairy. Never thought anything bad of it at all. Mm. Then my sister got me to a vegan fair and had like these VR machines. It's basically hidden cameras within slaughterhouses and whatnot. And you're kind of there watching it all happen. I watched the documentary, What the Health? So I got really interested in the health side of veganism. And then I found out about the environmental impact. So all those things together, I was just like, right, I need to do it. Did it for a month and just felt really ill because I didn't know what I was eating. I was eating like just grabbing crisps and fruit and lost half a stone, felt shit. So I went back to eating meat. I was kind of like flexitarian for about, I don't know, 6 months or so until I finally managed to go vegan. Yeah.
Mm. I just think there's a hell of a lot of dogma now around all that, like, and when I was eating predominantly fruit and some vegetables. I started, like, other than the physical effects, I'd shed like 10 pounds in a week and stuff. It just, you know, weight would fall off, which I get is a detox symptom. I understand that. And there's a lot of detox symptoms such as headaches, cloudy, foggy mind and stuff like that. But what I found was, and what I tend to work with now, is that if I go, when the sun's high in the sky, like it is, and it's hot, I can eat fruit and it'll cleanse me quick, and veg. I'll get it. It's not, I'm not vegan as such, but I'll eat that. It'll cleanse me. And then I need to eat meat to then build myself, like nourish myself. So it's like, it seems that there's two sides of a coin, one for nourishment and one for detox. And that's the way I seem to go now with the sun in the sky and working along all that. I just think there's too much dogma now in the vegan movement. Do you know what I mean? And like, what's the need for vegan burgers? If you're not, don't want to eat meat, why are you trying to make meat, fake meat? Do you know what I mean? Does it make no sense?
Yeah, completely agree with you. I don't think everything in the vegan movement's positive at all. I mean, a lot of them vegan burgers you're talking about, they're full of absolute shit. So if you're going into veganism to be healthy and you're eating corn, for example, then you're literally doing the worst possible thing. And like you say, there is a lot of dogma. There's people that say you have to be vegan, you have to be this. I believe we should go that way as far as we can, just because the way we treat animals, I mean, even if you're a meat eater, you'd agree that factory farming is fucked up. Do you know what I mean? The way they treat animals in there, it's just not right. So I think the less suffering we can cause, the better, basically, is the way I look at it.
Yeah, we've just gone...
But I don't think we can tell people what to do.
No, no, I agree. We've just gone too far, I think, from our primal roots where we'd kill an animal, bless the animal, eat the animal, and it'll feed a whole family. I appreciate that that's probably ain't pragmatic in the world we're living in. But we've gone too far the other way where everything's just so easy to just get hold of, and there's no conscious thinking about what's going on.
Yeah, 100% agree. Like Paul Check, I believe, and Joe Rogan, they hunt their own meat, don't they?
I think it's something we should all do.
Yeah. I wouldn't personally do it because I feel healthy on a vegan diet currently, so I don't feel the need to do it. But I think that is 10 times better than what we're doing currently. It's just natural, isn't it? And more respectful.
So what I know you've got strong opinions about the coronavirus, what's going on at the moment. What are your thoughts on that?
What are my thoughts? So, yeah, I've been following corruption, people like David Icke for years. When I was at uni doing marketing, I always say, came out of a 2-1 in marketing and a PhD in corruption. I'm spending most of my spare time reading about that. So as soon as this came out, alarm bells are ringing. Like, this ain't right. You could just tell. I agree with pretty much everything David Icke was saying on his interview Monday night. Obviously, you can't just take everything he says as truth. I'm not saying it's 100%, but knowing his history, he seems to hit the nail on the head. And everything that's happening now and what it's built up to, he's been warning us about for years. And now this is their big move to kind of bring in what they want to bring in, is what I believe.
So what do you think they want to bring in?
So, yeah, I think they want to drain economic resources so to keep the power centralised. Everything's about centralised power. I believe they want to copy the Chinese model. So the 5G, watching people, doing the whole social scoring thing that they've already got there. People say, oh, no, this stuff's mad, what you're on about. It's happening in China, and I think they want to bring us over to that model. Cashless society, so they can control money better, control taxes better. Everyone knows, realistically, that a lot of self-employed people, they're having a little fiddle with the taxes. They're about to stop that. More money for them. It won't be going invested back into us, will it? It'll just be filling the pockets. What else?
Military state, police state.
Military police state. Yeah, definitely.
They don't need to work too hard at that. They've got people and, well, the apparent friends and neighbours stitching each other up. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, divide and conquer is just something they've used for centuries, and this is just another great way of doing it. Like the whole Boris thing on the SEPs, you know that left-wing people ain't going to go out, right-wing people are. They'd be like, oh, you didn't clap for Boris, you're a disgrace. things like that, and people have been arguing down the supermarkets, oh, you're not 6 feet away, and yeah, dobbing people in. I just think it's another, yeah, tactful divide and conquer ploy.
It's a shocker, man, an absolute shocker. But what we haven't heard a lot of is what we can all do about all of this, because I hear a hell of a lot of conspiracy theories. In my opinion, most of them bullshit. Same as most conspiracy theories. The trouble is, everybody gets dobbed in and now as a conspiracy theorist, even if you have an alternative opinion to what the news is telling you. When in reality, all growth and all expansion and wisdom and knowledge comes from stepping out of the crowd. That's where it all stems from. Mm. So the term conspiracy, which was created about 50, 60 years ago or something like that by the American government, wasn't even a term before, really. No one even knew anything about it. Yeah. That's now used as a negative word or phrase in order to instantly just discredit somebody or an organisation just for questioning mainstream reality. Do you know what I mean? And we've heard, and we have heard a lot. We've heard 5G, which, you know, it's, in my opinion, it's got legs to it. We've heard military state, once again, got legs to it. We've got the Q movement in America. In my opinion, that's making Donald Trump look like a bit of a saviour. I don't necessarily think that's... I'm not buying into all that. But what we haven't heard is what we can all do as individuals in order to keep safe. And keep our families close and whatever. So have you got any ideas on that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, as like a meditation teacher, someone who likes to stay positive, I think we've always got to look at the positives. We're lying around like, oh no, they're doing this to us. It's only going to happen quicker and more effectively for them. So I've put a little list of 5 things we can do. Also want to say on the conspiracy theorist note, a better word I'd use is a seeker of truth. They're just conspiracy theorists. We're just seekers of truth. We're trying to find the truth in things. And mainstream media's lied to us time and time again. There's a funny quote this morning I saw. Remember when everyone knew pro wrestling was fake and they finally admitted it and the fans didn't care and continued to watch it anyway? We're almost there with politics and media. Those that told us that smoking was fine for years and years. My granddad died of lung cancer because he thought smoking was fine. He was chonging away for years. It's still legal now. Alcohol. They've kept the off licenses open. Worst thing for your immune system. Well, one of the worst things. Get that open during the lockdown. They couldn't give a shit, could they? So look for the truth yourself is what I always say. Okay. So yeah, I put together 5 things. If you believe in 5G or not, and the effects that has. Radiation, it's been proven time and time again to be bad for you, whether that's 3G, 4G, Wi-Fi. So there's little things you can do. Number one is spend time in nature, in the forest. So even if you believe that COVID-19 is what it is and it affects the lungs, or if you believe that the 5G radiation is bad, you need oxygen. So you're not going to get that in your home in these 4 walls, are you? Not fresh, high quality oxygen. You need to be outside. If they stop us doing that, I think that's, again, really bad. I'm trying to say that this is a lung problem, but you're not allowed to go outside in nature. So that's where we get our oxygen.
Yeah.
If you can't do that, get a house plant. So I've got my dragon plant here in my room. So purifies the air, at least that's a little something to give you some peace of mind. Number two.
If you look at trees as well, they're actually a manifestation or an archetype, that's the wrong word. They're an archetype of a lung.
Mm.
If you look at them, turn them upside down, it's actually what a lung would look like in the world. That they shed their leaves at certain times of the year. And as humans, we shed our mucus at times of the year. That's what we call flu season. That's what we label flu season.
Yeah.
So when these people are having these jabs, flu jabs to stop the flu, what you're doing is stopping a natural process of mucus cleansing of the body. It's one of the most obscene things I've ever heard in my life, to have a flu jab in flu season, because it's doing the complete opposite of what it should be doing. It's an inversion of the truth. Absolute joke.
100%. Well, the worst area of COVID-19 is in Italy. So like a town in Italy where the highest percentage of the flu jab, that's where they've suffered the most. So that tells you everything you need to know. People are dropping down like flies in that town.
Yeah, yeah. And so is the older people. Of course, it's going to be older people because they've got the immunity is lower. The lungs aren't as healthy as the younger people. It's just a fairly, it's a basic, it makes absolutely zero sense when the death charts, that there's not more people dying now than there was last year or the year before. In fact, there's less than a busy flu season. There's less now than there was then. Absolutely zero sense. And if you look at the flu graph, so the common cold, the common flu, that's just done a vertical drop on how many people have died. It's like, it's not done a gradual drop. It's literally just gone through the floor while COVID-19's done this slowly. It's just the most darnest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. The whole thing is just ridiculous, ain't it? Really, really
crazy,
is.
Man. So number two, mate. Sorry for going off. Number two.
All good. Also, stones. I'm not an expert in this, but I've read little bits. So one that's meant to be really good is aragonite. So it scatters electromagnetic fields and apparently turns them into beneficial ones. Another one you can get is shungite. So I said this to you the other day. It's 2 million years old. It's actually 2 billion years old.
Oh, wow.
So I believe in intelligence within the Earth, especially things that have been here a long time. It's got a lot of physical, emotional, and spiritual benefits. And it namely shields from EMFs. So yeah, your TV, radiation, 5G. Mm. I've got a little ball of it. I've also ordered a necklace. So I've got a piece that's on me. And I keep that in the room with me, the ball as well.
So what's it meant to do? Does it absorb the EMFs? Or does it reflect them back out? What does it do?
I think it absorbs them and then releases them back out in a positive way, positive EMFs.
So it like, I do need to read more. Alchemizes the negative.
Yeah.
Of it, like, right, with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Mm. So that's number two.
Yeah.
Number three is going to an immune boosting diet. So again, if you believe COVID-19 is real or you believe 5G radiation is bad for you, or you generally want to improve your health, this is a great time to review our diets, our lifestyles, and create better habits, I believe. So citrus fruits, red peppers, which has apparently got twice the vitamin C of citrus fruits, actually. Garlic, ginger, spinach, almonds, turmeric, and green tea. So I stuck to the vegan ones there because I'm vegan, a little bit biased. But there's probably one or two meat and dairy options as well that would be good for you.
Yep. I think so. Especially with the weather we're currently experiencing, I think all across England, to be fair, it's not a bad time to be cleansing the body, fasting, and using lemon and certain citrus fruits, oranges, vitamin C, to start purifying the body. I think it's a good time to do it at the moment. That, you know, if you can do a 24-hour fast or something like that, along with the citrus fruits, I think it's a good time to be doing it. Don't know much about garlic and all that, but yeah, I know that's a very powerful cleanser.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 72-hour fast is meant to be the optimum, isn't it? To completely cleanse and reboot the immune system. I'm not an expert on...
I've done a load of fasting, mate, to be fair. If you can do a 24-hour dry fast, which I'm not recommending people do, but if you can do a 24-hour dry, that's like a three-day wet. So...
Okay.
No food or water for 24 hours. You'll have pretty intense detox symptoms after about 18 hours. Probably headaches, especially if you drink caffeine. Headaches, cloudy brain. Probably not worthwhile working. You need to look after yourself and love yourself a little bit during the time. But 24-hour dry fast, if you can manage to do that, that's a great starting point, because you'll start, your kidneys might start hurting a little bit because they start functioning quite high level. You're pissing dark yellow, orange, because it's purifying all the toxins are coming out, and you shed a load of weight. Absolute ton of weight.
Really?
So, yeah. Mm.
Powerful. No, I've never tried a dry fast. I've done a few wet fasts. Did a 72-hour one before. I felt amazing after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to try a dry one. So, yeah.
Cool.
That's reminding me of something else. Water. So I've just bought a big water filter system. A lot of people don't realise there's all sorts of shit in there, like the female pill gets in our water system. I looked on Severn Trent Water the other day, there's mercury and other heavy metals that are shit for you. So yeah, this has been a great time to review myself, and got a glass here, just tastes way better.
What is it? Is distiller or proper purifier?
Proper purifier, it's a Berkey.
Right.
So it's one of the higher range ones. Like, they use it in the army and stuff to purify. So say if they got to Africa, obviously the water's really poisoned out there. They use them out there.
Yeah. Right, cool, cool.
Another top tip. Mm-hmm. Number four, educate yourself on everything, obviously, from holistic health.
That's broad, man.
Yeah, from holistic health to radiation. Get a balance, read a bit of mainstream and a bit of alternative, and make your mind up for yourself, I always think. And also, on the holistic health side of things, you could grow your own veg. I've started growing my own veg. Because if we do, like David Icke says, end up having a shortage of food and whatnot, how are you going to feed yourself? And organic food is expensive, so if you can grow your own, the seeds are dirt cheap. Like, I've got a pack of spinach seeds, £2. I'm going to have absolute shitload of spinach off that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you find growing them in England? Like spinach, is that natural to England? I don't know. I'm not clued up on it.
I'm not an expert at all. Again, this is another thing I've just started recently. I bought all the seeds about a month ago. I've got a couple of mates that are experts. One's got an allotment, and one grows a load in his garden. So I'm kind of just picking their brains at the moment.
Yeah.
And like I say, massive amateur. But I do think it's the way to go, definitely.
It's going back to roots again. We've just gone too far away. It's another manifestation of that. We just don't know what the fuck we're doing. I wouldn't know how to grow a fucking crop.
Yeah.
28, I didn't know how to grow a crop. It is my own responsibility to learn, but why haven't we been shown this?
Yeah, 100% agree. The education system's a joke, isn't it? Like, you get taught algebra, Pythagoras theorem, things that people ain't going to ever use. Maybe 1% max of those people use that. Whereas things like growing your own veg, starting your own business, budgeting your money. Nah, forget all that. Forget all that. Just learn this shit that you'll never use.
Well, if I taught them how the financial system works and how everybody can be healthy and how to grow your own stuff and all that, and how to build your own, you know, I'm living in a self-built office. I'm working out a self-built office. Like, if we were taught that, I don't think the economy as it's running would function. It needs the slave master. It needs the, because it's an industrial education system that we're working in. And we're going into an information age. People don't need to be behind factories in factories anymore, grafting on manufacturing, because robots are doing it all.
Mm.
But we're still at school doing the industrial education thinking, and nothing's changed into the information age. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, I agree. I think it's more about keeping people busy and stressed so they can't actually read and work out life for themselves. It's kind of keeping them on that. As soon as you finish school, you got to get a job, you got to do this. And then by the evenings, you want to spend time with your family, you want to enjoy yourself, don't you? You don't want to start reading about corruption or your health or how the world really works.
Yeah,
I think that's why they do that. Like you say, machines could do half the jobs we've got now, piece of piss, with the technology we've got.
Agreed. Number five, is it?
Number five, remain strong and positive. So stay clear of the fear vibration. That's where they want us. So a few ways you can raise your vibration is listen to music that lifts you up. So when I've been cooking, me and Cass have been putting some music on, dancing around. You can't help but feel good, can you, really? Takes your mind off it.
Yeah.
Meditation, good quality meditation. Exercise, watching a bit of comedy, having a laugh. Having a laugh with your mates on a FaceTime or whatnot, socialising. Daily gratitude practice, that's a great way to lift your vibration. Focus on everything to be grateful for. Like this moment now, we've got time to slow down. We've got time to do things like this. We've got time to review how we're living, our health. Loads to be grateful for right now. And lastly, positive affirmations. So the way we're speaking to ourselves. If you're constantly like, oh no, my business, oh no, my job, oh no, we're all going to die. You know, it's only going to make you bad, isn't it? It's going to mess up your immune system, your mental health. So positive affirmations. I'm healthy. My immune system is strong. Things are going to get better. There's going to be so many positives out of this. Just little things you can tell yourself that are just going to keep you perky.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think people think like affirmations and stuff are quite fluffy and that, but if you go back like 100 years ago when Napoleon Hill, I think he wrote Think and Grow Rich. Yeah, it was Napoleon Hill, yeah. He said, daily affirmations every day, just drill it into yourself. That was more to make money, to be fair, but it's sort of, there's no difference. You know, it's different content, but same context. So, yeah, man, do you want to do an overview of those? Sorry, bro.
Do an overview of the five?
Yeah.
So, spend time in nature, particularly forests. Power stones that can help against radiation, immune boosting diet, educating yourself, including how to grow your own veg, and remaining strong and positive no matter what.
Yeah, they're good, man, because you don't hear a lot of things you can be doing. You just, all you hear is the bad stuff about what's going on in the world. So yeah, that's useful for people.
Yeah, that's my one criticism of Ike. Like, I absolutely love the guy. Respect him probably more than anyone, but I think he should offer more solutions and positives to counteract all the negatives that he gives.
I think one of the issues with people telling people what to do is that it sort of can hit a brick wall. So I don't want to do that. I don't think that's right. But when you tell people, like, the truth is a destructive process. So you destroy illusion, and then whatever's left is the truth. Like, so when you give people something, you're not destroying, you're putting on top of, do you know what I mean? You're trying to build. So often you need to destroy everything, which is fucking hell. Bill Gates is going to try and build a mandatory vaccine, blah, 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 blah. And then you put something on top. But what you can do based on that is buy a gun, and anyone who comes in, shoot them. That's a joke.
Yeah. Number six, get a shotgun.
Hey, you joke about it, mate, but I'm a big believer in gun ownership. I am, to protect yourself. Because people say, it's a gun-free society. Well, it's not a gun-free society at all, because the police have them and the army have them. So it's not a gun-free society. It's just that the lepers, the paupers haven't got them.
100%. I've actually got friends in the police and the army, and the great people. They'd never turn on the people, whatnot. Mm. But you hear about stories about some of the other people that are in there. Mm. You know, they could be brain dead. The army struggles to get recruits these days, so they're literally taking anyone. Apparently, some of them have got an IQ of like 50 and stuff. So you got them walking around with guns, and the state's saying, if anyone does this, you've got to take action. You're looking at a very dangerous situation. So, yeah, I see what you mean. It is a joke, but at the same time,
yeah,
you got to look after yourself, haven't you?
You have, definitely, man, definitely. Yeah, so mentioned Bill Gates there. What do you think about him? Because I don't know how he's been put, he's managed to get himself as like the leader of health in the free world. I've got absolutely no idea, being a computer nerd, but everyone seems to listen to him.
Yeah. Well, it's all been part of the plan, I think. So last year, they released this Netflix documentary about him. Oh, Bill Gates is this great guy, incredible guy. Then in October time, I think it was around October, he organised a simulation. So it was what would happen if there was a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic. Also, 2015, he did a TED Talk saying there will be a big pandemic in our time. So yeah, then October, he's done this simulation, and everything that's happened now was kind of in there. You know, the fear-mongering in the media, locking people in, getting the police and army involved. So you kind of think, and then three things alone, what's going on here? And then I think it was around February time, he announced that he's stepping down from Microsoft to focus on world health. Every day, or at least every week, he's putting stuff in the media about how people can't travel unless they get vaccinated. People can't leave their home until they get vaccinated. He's got money in the World Health Organization.
How true is that? What, like, I think there's something a bit dark about the guy, I do honest. But how true is it that he has said these things? You can't leave your house, you can't fly if you don't have a vaccine. I mean, that's going to cause a lot of shit, that is.
Yeah, I don't know how true that is, that he has said that. It's not like I've seen him in an interview, unlike the simulation and other things that I've seen firsthand. These are just quotes that I've heard, but I won't put it past him. Another thing I've heard come out of his mouth in a new YouTube video is that vaccines will help solve the population crisis. And he's been a supporter of depopulisation. Yeah, so if that doesn't tell you what you need to know, then yeah.
Yeah, I think, was it, you know, JFK's son, Robert Kennedy, he's a big anti-vaccine guy. I've got it up here now on his Instagram. It was during Gates' 2002 Men Africa vaccine campaign in the sub-Saharan Africa. Gates operatives forcibly vaccinated thousands of African children against meningitis. Between 50 and 500 children developed paralysis. South African newspapers complained, "We are guinea pigs for the drug makers." Nelson Mandela's former senior economist, Professor Patrick Bond, describes Gates' philanthropic practices as ruthless and immoral. Gates committed $10 billion to the World Health Organization, promising to reduce population in part through new vaccines. A month later, Gates told a TED Talk that new vaccines could reduce population. In 2014, Kenya's Catholic Doctors Association accused the WHO of chemically sterilizing millions of unwilling Kenyan women with a phony tetanus vaccine campaign. Independent labs found the sterility formula in every vaccine tested. After denying the charges, the World Health Organization finally admitted it had been developing the sterile vaccines for over a decade. Similar accusations come from Tanzania, Mexico, and the Philippines. Sinister.
Yeah, I've read a little bit about that. Probably true. I don't know, but it sounds like him. Well, the president of the WHO as well, which Bill Gates funds, I think 15-20% of the WHO. He was involved in a mass genocide in Ethiopia. So how is he suddenly the president of the World Health Organization?
Yeah, Ike called him out, didn't he? I think he said, "Look, I wouldn't trust him in a room with a. I wouldn't trust him to tell me the time in a room full of clocks." I think he said.
Yeah, he had a few classic lines in there.
Yeah, proper dad jokes, granddad jokes.
Yeah, proper. I was in stitches.
Yeah, man. The vaccine argument, like people who are anti-vax, they get a bad rap, I think, because if something's never been proven, ever, through a court of law, that's been shown that they've never been proven. I don't get why there's such a big hysteria around the anti-vaccine movement, because it just seems common sense to me.
Yeah, well, obviously pharma have used the power in media. Apparently, I don't know how true this figure is, but 70% of funding for mainstream media comes through big pharma. So you constantly getting told this story that we need vaccines, we need pharmaceuticals, and they're making billions off it, aren't they? So they're not putting all that money in for nothing. It's an investment, and they're reining it in because people aren't looking at the diet and things like that to look after their health. It's eating all this shit, living this shit life. Oh, mommy, pharmaceuticals, save me.
Yeah.
And then they come with their own host of side effects, and it's just an ongoing circuit. Oh, side effects, well, I need another tablet to fix that. So, yeah.
Well, that's allopathic medicine all over, that is. Like, there's no holistic well-being there in allopathic medicine. What we've got in the West today, all we've got is a symptom treating. That's it. Doctors don't know health. Doctors know symptom control.
100% agree. I've been writing this in my book the other day. So next time you go to the hospital, look at your doctors and nurses. Don't get me wrong, there'll be some that look healthy. But ask yourself, do these look healthy? And it's like, I don't know, a homeless man teach you about finances.
Yeah.
If you're unhealthy, who's that person to tell you about health? And then I look at holistic coaches, people like Porcek, 59 years of age. He's been in with health. He's ripped to fuck. Looks like a beast. And he's like, who are you going to listen to?
Yeah.
When it comes to health?
I'd put Porcek in front of a room, a stadium full of doctors, and I'd put my money on that guy absolutely talking about the park.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely agree.
PhD, pile higher and deeper. But that goes to the education system again. That people are studying like fucking... They're doing a degree in genders. How do you do a degree in genders? It's insane.
Well, it wouldn't take long, would it? Sit down. There's two genders, male and female. Here's your paper. Fuck off.
You know. Get into Harvard University to do that. Okay, now.
Crazy.
It's insane, man.
Well, and like, people respect doctors because they went to uni for 7 years. You need really good grades to get there. But again, funded by the pharmaceutical industry, the actual courses. And they're gone to be programmed to teach them that everything's solved with medicine and pharmaceuticals. None of them are experts in nutrition. Well, very, very few of them anyway.
No, I think they do like, I've heard a few stories. Once again, I don't know. But I think it's, I've heard that they do one day on nutrition, 2 days on nutrition and a week on nutrition. So it's one of them. But in 6 or 7 years, that's fuck all on nutrition compared to what is really needed. The human body is such a complex and simple at the same time, but it's such a complex structure to understand. A week, a maximum of a week doing nutrition, it's just not going to touch the surface.
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrendous, isn't it? And going back to fasting as well, well, I think fasting's taken out the media and stuff, is that you can't sell it, can you? You can't sell, oh, you don't consume, you don't eat or drink.
Yeah,
no one can package and sell that. Whereas pharmaceuticals, you can mass produce for cheap as anything
and
get it out there.
But that's the same as what as anything. Total responsibility for a person taking control of their own life, their life results, their own holistic well-being. If the medical industry went, take full responsibility for yourself, eat according to the seasons, eat according what works for you, not the fucking food pyramid, which is completely upside down, not that, but what works for you. Test it yourself, become your own experiment, begin working with coaches outside of our own system. I'd have a lot more respect then, because people are having to own their own shit. But because all we're doing is giving responsibility away in all aspects of life, it's not just health, that's just one little aspect. But there's no money in that. There's no money, there's no pills to be sold, there's no power to have. Feed people shit food, get a meal, and then provide a solution by masking a symptom. It's like it's a cycle. Until people step off the cycle, they're just going to be ill.
Mm. Yeah, completely agree. Well, they're promoting cow's milk, aren't they, to help with COVID-19? Our government is promoting cow's milk as part of a healthy diet to battle COVID-19. So cow's milk is mucus forming. Yeah. So if you have a problem with the lungs, it's probably the last thing you'd want to be drinking.
Yeah, dairy mucus forming, particularly pasteurised milks and dairies, which is the only thing you can get really in the UK. You can't get raw milk. I don't think it's illegal, but you just can't get hold of it anywhere. Because that's what I try and get is organic raw milk, because it's still got the microorganisms in there and stuff. Mm. But pasteurised milk's just dead. It's just there's nothing there. It takes the body more energy to process it than it does that you're putting in. There's a waste of time. It'll make you fat because it stores everything as toxins because you don't know what it is.
Yeah,
it's like a spa to me as well. You know, it's the fake sugar to make everything sweet. Mm. Your body has no idea what that is. Of course, it's fucking mayhem. Your nervous system just goes on overdrive, crazy, because it has no idea what this shit is, and then it just stores itself in fat cells.
Mm.
Tragic.
Yeah. I think that's a big reason I've felt better since going vegan is cutting out the dairy. I don't think it's the meat so much at all.
Mm.
But I haven't really read anything good about the pasteurised dairy that we get in the supermarkets.
No. Paul Check he's got a model called the Four White Devils. And pasteurised milk, pasteurised dairy is one of them. You've got white flour, sugar and salt, table salt. And sugar. So yeah, because he did an experiment with a spa to me, and he found that he could literally burn a hole in an organ. It was actually brain cells. He could burn a hole in the brain cells, a cluster of them, by putting a spa to me on top of them. It's crazy.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah. He's a genius, isn't he? I need to read and watch more. Poor Jack. Now I've got the time to do it, but. Everything I have read and seen just makes sense to me.
Yeah, he was one of the triggers for me to start eating meat again, to be fair. Because he's not just a physical body guy. He's more a metaphysical, spiritual thing now. So he's earned his stripes with the physical body, and he's sort of gone out of it now into like shamanism and Buddhism and things like that, you know.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast when I was on holiday with Cassie, because my girlfriend Cass is really into it.
Mm.
And he was talking about one of his clients. I'm pretty sure it was Johnny Wilkinson, but he didn't say his name.
Yeah.
He said a really high-profile rugby player that kept getting a recurring injury. And he basically worked out that it was actually emotional and not physical, that he was that nervous about performing with all the pressure and expectation from the country, that he's actually purposely get injured to stop him being able to play.
Yeah, I think that's common. Not just in sports people, but in life in general. Maybe not, it manifests in different ways. So it'll manifest in, messing up conversations with people, or self-sabotaging yourself. You haven't smoked for 10 years and then you'll have a smoke and it'll just fuck everything up. Because a lot of that's just emotional shit that hasn't been processed. Yeah. The energy's stuck somewhere in an organ or something. And it hasn't been, you haven't worked with someone to process that energy out of you. And until it's either moved back into the bloodstream so it can be excreted or purged being sick or something, which is what ayahuasca is and things like that, psychedelic medicine, is you'll purge, won't you? Because it's negativity that's been thrown out of your mouth or out your backside or whatever. I think this is, in fact, I think everybody on the planet, more or less, has got stuff like that that needs, you know, working through.
Yeah, definitely. As you know, I've done ayahuasca as well. And since then, I've just been able to kind of, I don't know, love and respect myself and my own body a lot more and just make way better life choices. So that does make sense what you're saying with the purging.
People can see this as well. Some people, if they're gifted or if they've done a lot of self-work, people can see auras and stuff. I think kids and dogs and cats and whatever, before they've had all the programming put onto them, they're looking around at stuff that the adults don't know what the hell they're looking at. And they say, oh, I see somebody in my room and this, that, the other. And the parents are like, oh, it's just coming out your cupboard or something. And it's just like, man, these kids are well in tune compared to what we are.
Yeah, yeah. Cassie's one of them. She sees stuff all the time. It's just like mental.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. But it's really weird that you just said that. Because I don't know if there's something going wrong with my eyes, but I can see an aura around you for the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Really?
And you just mentioned that. Honestly, yeah. Like a blue light.
Oh, blue.
Blue. A blue light all up you on the outline of you.
Really?
It's still there now, yeah.
There it is, what can I say? You're trying to scare me.
What's that, sorry?
You're trying to scare me.
No, I've been legit.
No, I'm joking, yeah. Yeah. Mate, people have it all the time, man. It's only when we're in tune with it that, you know, we can see certain things. And it's only like mainstream science, because it's so it's all physical based, isn't it? Like, if you can't touch it and measure it within the limited frame of what we can see and hear, then it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And it's nothing short of ridiculous.
Well, a good practice for this, I don't do it so much anymore, but I used to do sun gazing. Mm. And after a bit, the whole vision of everything starts to change. It's almost like you're doing ayahuasca or something, like the illusion just kind of goes away. You start seeing things you wouldn't normally see. And then last night, I did it with the moon gazing. I was staring at it, and then colours started to come round, and then in the middle of the moon. And it's weird because I'm seeing the same on you right now.
maybe you've unlocked it in yourself, man. Maybe you've done that.
Well, yeah, it was like a pink full moon last night in Libra, and I'm a Libra, so maybe something has happened.
Maybe so, yeah. There's also what you can do is with candlelight. It's like a flame. It's like in Hermeticism, the flame is like from the middle bit between matter and spirit. So they have the divine flame. Because it's not physical, but you can see it, can't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you can look at a candlelight that's lit and just stare at it in the dark, and then you'll see the aura of it. So you'll see, like, the rainbow. Once you get into your clairvoyance, you'll see the rainbow all around. You can close your eyes and still see the flame and stuff.
Yeah.
Try it out, man. It's cool.
No, I've done that in a similar way. It's more for like a meditation. It's like a mindfulness thing. And you just follow the flame flickering. And then after, you kind of just close your eyes. It is really peaceful as well. It's meant to train your pineal gland.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd recommend this for people, actually, to check where your pineal gland and your pituitary gland are and actually look through there rather than look from your eyes. Actually focus your energy from there. Because it tends to accelerate your progression in that time. Because I don't tell anyone, many people, about this, about seeing things every now and again and whatever, particularly if I'm trying to. In the dark, it's a lot easier. Or on a white wall, I can see certain things and whatever, and tend to keep it to myself. But that candlelight and looking from the pineal gland and your pituitary gland is quite a powerful thing to do. And anyone can do it. It's just releasing all the baggage you've got.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if anyone is listening that don't know about the pineal gland, it's something you really want to research. Personally, I think it's the most interesting part of the human body. The fact that there's another eye behind our two of us that we've not even talked about, and it's got all these powers, it's like crazy.
Yeah, it has actually got the same cells in it as your eye has. It's not like that ain't a metaphor, it is actually an eye.
Yeah. And it actually releases DMT, doesn't it? Which is meant to be in every plant, every living being. It's what we release when we dream, what we release when we die. So I think it is definitely a link with the spiritual realm.
Yeah, they call it the spirit molecule, don't they? DMT.
Yeah.
Have you smoked DMT? I think you haven't yet.
Yeah, I smoked DMT only the once. I like to do it again because I don't feel like I got the full benefit of it. It was really intense. Like I was just flashing through different kind of scenarios and dimensions, whatever you want to call it. And I kind of woke up. Whereas ayahuasca's got DMT in it, that was a much slower journey that I could remember, I could write things down. Mm. I definitely preferred that.
You preferred ayahuasca?
Yeah, 10 times. Have you done DMT?
No, and the ayahuasca.
Mm.
And which one? What's it called? Cambo, the frog.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going there soon. I mean, that's another one, immunity. That's for the immune system.
But yeah, have you done Cambo before?
No, never done Cambo. I'm going soon.
Mm. Yeah, I did it with John.
Yeah. Mm.
Danny's uncle. Mm. I balled up a bit because on the Saturday, I was on a big bender.
Oh, dear.
And then on the Monday evening, I did the Cambo. My body wasn't feeling quite right anyway. It ruined me. It was horrible. Really? But I don't feel like I got the full physical, spiritual, emotional benefits because my body was full of poison.
Yeah, you've got to respect it. It ain't something to be fucked about with, man. You really do need to respect these things. But I don't think there's stuff to be doing all the time again, because once again, with food and everything, I believe local, and you should be eating to where you're based in the world. Like if you're in the tropics, there's going to be a hell of a lot more fruit for you to just pick off the tree and eat. If you try and grow bananas or something here in the middle of winter, you've got no chance, have you? You've got no hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same for me with ayahuasca and things like that. They're not here. The plants aren't from England. So people who are going every week to do this, it's like you're escaping. You're not trying to get the benefit from it once every year, maybe once every couple of years. It's like you think you've got a problem, you're trying to solve the problem. And it's the wrong premise to go there in the first place. Like Cambo, that frog isn't in England, I don't think. I think it's an Amazonian frog, isn't it? So
yeah, it is.
To do that every other week, it's like you're missing a complete point here. Magic mushrooms, different story. Things like that, the growing pear shit, don't they?
Yeah, completely agree. Yeah, magic mushrooms are local. I haven't really read much about what you're saying about eating local, but completely resonates with me.
Me neither, mate. To be fair, it's just something it just makes sense. Do you know what I mean? And I live by it. Yeah. And my own experiment on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I always think our intuition is our best friend, and we should always listen to that. If it resonates with you, then that tells you something big.
Agreed, man, agreed. I think we've all lost touch of that. Not all of us, but a lot of people have lost touch of that intuition, haven't they? The conditioning that's been put on them, the think through them glasses.
But yeah, and again, it comes back to the pineal gland. If you're not doing practices or training the pineal gland, trying to cut down your fluoride, fluoride's in the water, it's in your toothpaste. If you're not doing these things to keep it healthy, then you are going to think it's bollocks, or you're not going to be able to be in tune with your own intuition.
No, that's right, man. That's right. So we've been out over an hour, mate. What, is there anything you want people to know, have you got anything for sale or anything?
A couple of things. So Buddha Bros Festival is 2nd of August. If anyone wants to come along, like I say, live music, vegan food, there'll be talks. We've got a yoga tent outside, meditations and sound baths inside, nice. Therapies room, ethical goods. We've got some comedy, always good for lifting the vibes. What else have we got? Children's activities. So we had some feedback that people want to come and bring the kids, but want to be able to explore. So we've put on a lot more children's activities. So the kids will go off to like a circus workshop or story time under the tree, and you can kind of go off and do your own thing. So you can find the tickets on Eventbrite if anyone fancies that.
Cool. Yeah, cool.
And also I'm writing a book called The Power In You. It probably won't be ready for a good year. But it involves a lot of the things we spoke about today, and kind of just not delving deep into any one point, but kind of bringing everything together and what you can do to empower yourself.
Nice one, man. Nice one. I think that's a great thing you're doing as well. And if it sort of comes through you rather than from you, do you know what I mean? Like something higher than you, you're doing it for a bigger purpose than just little old me sort of thing. Let's create a good change for people.
100%, mate. And it actually came up in my ayahuasca retreat, the book. It was like, it didn't really tell me any details about the book, anything. It was kind of just me looking back at myself in the front cover. And it was like, it said the power in you across the top. It was like, you're going to help empower people. So I've known since then, that was 18 months ago, that I want to write it. And now I've finally got the time to start it. So all the ideas have been there. It's just putting the pen to paper and bringing it together now.
Cool. All right, mate, that sounds great. Thanks a lot for coming on. Really enjoyed that. It's been a good hour, that.
Can we cover one last thing?
Yeah, let's go for it, man. Let's go for it, yeah.
Let's talk about community living and off-grid living, because I know we spoke a little bit about it the other day. What do you think about it?
There's a lot. I think there's a lot of utopian ideas and ideals. A lot of it ends up like in a socialism type, free stuff for everyone. Everyone chips in and gets the lot and gets bits. And I think there's a middle ground between the way we live in now and the way that the average utopia is set up spoken about, because it's been tried loads of times, all this has. And there's a reason it's not working. So I think we need to, like, human beings fall into a hierarchy. It's a natural thing. Like, look at companies, you have the owners, and then it filters down to the workers. It doesn't mean they're better than them, it's just a hierarchy. Like, you look at shamanic cultures, and you'll have the medicine men, you'll have the warriors. Everything is structured. And with these utopian, it's as if they don't need any structure. Everyone's free to do what they want to do. And if you want to farm today, you can farm today. If you want to sell in the shop today, you can do that if you want to do that. And so, yeah, it sounds fucking brilliant, but the human psyche doesn't work like that.
Mm.
So I'd love to get involved in something. I want to buy a few acres to start with. I'll build on it. I've got experience in all that, and start. I want it to be like a holistic health, ideally like an island, like a holistic health island, where people can come in and out, or people can live there, but it would have to be structured properly. You and me. That's my idea anyway.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. If you look at history, the ones that have failed, there's a few things in there. One is you get too big. There's been ones where it's like 5,000 people. So to me, that's way too big. That's not a community, that's a town. Mm. I think you want to be looking at 100, 200 people. And I agree with what you're saying, like, you need structure. And it'd be good to have like the community, but also it's kind of like a holiday resort where people can find out if that is how they want to live, or just take a break and get involved in holistic practices. So I got a very similar idea.
Yeah,
Never know, might end up on one together.
Well, who knows, man? It's pairing numbers. If you all got focus on, because attention, energy goes where attention is. What was the saying? Energy goes where attention goes, or something like that. Energy flows where attention goes. Yeah. And you know, if two or three of you have got the same intention, there's a lot of power behind that. So who knows, mate? Who knows? We're looking at the Azores in Portugal. You know, in the Atlantic.
Yeah. Very nice, mate. Very nice. Mm. Yeah, I went out to one in Spain. Mm. Out to one in Spain in February in Catalan. Got two friends that have done it out there. It's just beautiful. Like, it's silent at night. The air is mega fresh. They're growing lemons, everything on the grounds. Offering retreats there. It's just mega peaceful, man.
What's it?
You could be locked down there and you'd be fine.
Really? So you say Catalan, yeah. Barcelona, I'm assuming. Where in Barcelona? Is it away from the city?
Yes, you're talking a good 2-3 hour drive outside of Barcelona. It's literally in the mountains.
And what's it like? Just a big building and people living in there? Or?
No, to be fair, it's not a community. Like, it's just the two of them. I just mean they're off-grid. Okay. So right, it's okay. Yeah. Sorry, I should have explained better. Okay, nice. It's 80 acres. Oof. It's just the two of them, and then they've got like a side house where people can stay. Basically, they've only been there like a year. So the potential with that amount of land, unlimited really, isn't it?
Do they own it or rent it?
They own it. He's growing like 7 different strains of cannabis. So it's legal. You could economise that in a different way, like cannabis oil. I think it's only going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Holistic ways of treating cancer and all sorts of illnesses. So I think, and really cheap. They got the whole plot for cheap. I don't want to put a figure in case they don't want me to say, but cheap, man.
Yeah. Okay, man. Yeah, let's look at it. Why not, man? Why not?
Yeah. Well, we were there in February as well. 20 degrees it was. They still have a cold winter, but generally weather's much better.
Yeah. That's one of the big things, mate, the sun. Right, mate, that's been great. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Nice one. Cheers for having me.
Cheers, Dudge. Have a good day, mate. Get out in the sun, get some sunlight.
Yeah, meant to be 20 odd degrees, so I'll be there.
Yeah, man, take your top off. Ta-ra, mate. Have a good one.
You too. Ta-ra. Cheers. Bye.